reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my Father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Pope Benedict, at the beginning of May, began a new catechetical series that will probably prove to be the greatest he's ever given on prayer, beginning with prayer in the Bible. When he started to talk about prayer in the life of Abraham, he focused on today's first reading and described as an example for all of us how reverently to do prayer of intercession and reparation for others. Abraham, with great deference, turned to the Lord, knowing his nature, and allowed the Lord to draw out from him exactly what the Lord wanted. Abraham prayed for others, that the Lord might not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for all its sins. And he kept whittling the Lord down to the end where Abraham didn't even think to proceed further than 10. And the Lord had responded, "For the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it." We know the rest of the story. Soon as these men who had come to Abraham and Sarah and promised a child, as soon as they left where Abraham was, they went to Sodom. They stayed with Lot, Abraham's relatives. And as soon as they were in, the male inhabitants of the city came in, tried to bust down the door. Lot went out and they said, "Let us basically give us opportunity to rape them. We want to know them in a biblical sense." For the sake of the 10. After that, what did we see? We saw Lot say, "No, don't do it to my guests. I'll give you my daughters." What type of father would that be? And then the two representatives of God say, "Listen, get your family and get out of here. God's going to destroy this place. But don't look back. Don't have any affection for this city. Go to that place." What do we see with his wife? His wife immediately looks back and she's gone, totally disobedient to the Lord. And then Lot's two daughters who escaped with him were there. They got their father drunk and they had incestuous relationships with him. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because he couldn't find one person. It's kind of unbelievable that Abraham didn't go even under 10. Interceding up to that level, but he knows that God, who is slow to anger, doesn't mean he's never to anger. We, Pope Benedict tells us, need to follow our Father in faith's example in terms of this prayer of intercession and reparation, that we need to beg God's help in the midst of those whose sins cry out to heaven, like those in Sodom and Gomorrah. Not just in hospitality, but we know sins below human nature. Today's gospel, we see another series of aspects about our Christian vocation. Yesterday, on Corpus Christi, we talked about how we are called to follow our Eucharistic Lord out into the streets. That Jesus, who is the way, calls us to follow him. Today we see both what the cost of that is, as well as we see the priority. A scribe approached Jesus and said, "Master, I'll follow you wherever you go." Jesus had already cured the sick. Jesus was already teaching to the astonishment of the crowds. And this scribe was trying to hitch on to Jesus' wagon. And Jesus immediately told him the cost of the discipleship, cost of following Jesus. Foxes have dens, birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Can you sign up for this cost? Are you willing to have nowhere to lay your head with me? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pick up your cross? We've never heard from this scribe again. Then a disciple said to him, somebody who was already following the Lord, but not giving himself totally, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. Christian tradition, of course, considers the burial of the dead and the prayer for the dead a corporal and a spiritual work of mercy, respectively. It is a good thing. We're called to honor our fathers and our mothers. So Jesus was clearly not saying that this man was doing something wrong, but he was talking about the priority of following the Lord. That if it comes down to a choice between an earthly father and your father in heaven, just like Jesus at the finding of the temple, we must be caught with the concern for our father's affairs, our father, capital F, that there must be that priority in order to be an adequate disciple. We must know and be capable of paying that cost. Jesus used a parable once, talking about army generals. Would they go into a battle without sufficient amount of troops? And then he used an architectural example. Would somebody begin to build a tower without enough resources to finish the job? So the Lord wanted us to know the costs. And part of that cost is to say some of the good things in this world come second to the most important things of all. But what Jesus doesn't talk about here are the benefits, the treasure that comes. Who is he? That relationship with him. And even if we don't have a pillow, if Jesus is on the rock next to us sleeping outside, that's worthy of the joys. And even if we're not able to be present for a father's funeral, when we're with him who will raise our father from the dead, it's worth it. That Jesus is that pearl of great price, worth giving up everything else in the world to obtain. Today, as we come forward here, we are so lucky to be able to receive the pearl of great price on our tongues and in our hands, and to be able to share our whole life with him. Let us continue to ask him to give us the graces, to pray, to follow him wherever he goes, to sleep where he sleeps, to share his poverty, to share his priority for the Father, to follow him as he goes out into these streets, and together with him to follow his prayer of intercession that goes beyond even Abraham's. Jesus didn't whittle the Father down to one from the cross in which we're about to enter in the Mass. Jesus just simply said a blanket, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.